Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, June 14th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the surf report and the weather outlook. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know, 247 years ago, today in 1777, the Continental Congress defined the United States flag, which we now commemorate on Flag Day, celebrated on June 14th. President Wilson proclaimed it in 1916, and President Truman made it a formal observance in 1949. Waupaca, Wisconsin, claims to be the birthplace of Flag Day, thanks to Bernard J. Sigrand, a teacher who promoted the holiday. Despite its national recognition, only Pennsylvania observes it as a state holiday. Waupaca honors the day with essays, parades, and deep patriotic passion. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the surf report. Expect a mix of southwest swell and northwest windswell on Friday, with waist-to-chest-high waves at average breaks and shoulder-high waves at standouts in San Diego. The southwest swell lingers on Saturday as the northwest windswell bumps up, with average combo exposures in the waist-to-chest to shoulder-high range. Friday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking fair in the morning at 3-plus feet before 10 a.m. After that, it will be pretty choppy, but it might ease up around sunset. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 2-foot outgoing tide, when the north-northwest swell is 2 feet at 14 seconds and the variable wind is 5 mile per hour. The first low tide Friday will be 1 foot at 10:15 a.m. with a 5-foot high tide just before 5:30. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 67 degrees for the water temperature. Checking out the weather in the San Diego area. This morning it's cloudy and feels like 63 degrees with 3 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:57 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:40. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog before 11 a.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 72 and wind of 5 to 15 mile per hour with gusts as high as 20. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 61. Looking ahead in the weather. Saturday will be mostly cloudy in the morning, clearing up to mostly sunny with a high near 76 after morning fog clears. Sunday will be partly sunny with a high near 70 after morning fog clears. Monday will be cloudy in the morning, clearing up to mostly sunny with a high near 69. Tuesday will be cloudy in the morning, clearing up to mostly sunny with a high near 70. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Switchfoot will headline the Bro-Am Beach Fest at Moonlight Beach in Encinitas this weekend, celebrating its 20th anniversary with a free show. Held on June 15th, the event includes a surf contest from 7 a.m. to 3 and live music from noon until 5. Other performers include Shane Hall, Little Image, Jordi Searcy, and Shua. The festival supports local youth initiatives and features a marketplace with food, drinks, and goods, plus activities for all ages. Now on to sports. The first round of the 2024 U.S. Open at Pinehurst No. 2 featured remarkable moments. Scottie Scheffler struggled, finishing 2 over par, which is a rare start for the world's number one golfer. Patrick Cantlay led with a 5-under 65, showcasing exceptional short game skills. Ludvika Berg impressed with a 4-under 66 in his debut U.S. Open round. Tiger Woods fought back to 3-over after an early rough stretch. Matthew Pavin carded 2 eagles, setting a new pace at 5-under par. Martin Kaymer showed familiarity with Pinehurst, finishing 2-under. Tony Finau returned to form with a 2-under 68. And Phil Mickelson had a tough round, ending 9-over par. In local sports, tonight, the Padres are on the road in New York to take on the Mets. In top news, Boeing will conduct additional inspections on some 787 Dreamliner jets due to incorrectly installed fuselage fasteners impacting undelivered planes. This disclosure follows FAA Chief Michael Whitaker's statement that the agency's oversight of Boeing has been too hands-off. The FAA, increasing its scrutiny, has stationed more inspectors at Boeing factories. Despite previous quality issues, Boeing assures that 787s in service are safe. This announcement precedes Boeing CEO's upcoming Senate testimony on addressing the company's quality control shortcomings. In business news, a federal judge is likely to reject a proposed settlement in a lawsuit alleging Visa, MasterCard, and major credit card issuers restrict competition over merchant fees. The judge deemed the settlement's changes inadequate. This lawsuit, ongoing since 2005, challenges Visa and MasterCard's control over interchange fees, which totaled $72 billion in 2023. Critics argue the settlement fails to address core issues like price fixing. If rejected, Visa and MasterCard may face trial or negotiate a more favorable deal for merchants. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $67,000. Ethereum is $3,500. And Solana is $148. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A new study describes Baronius manfred-smithii, a potential new species of great ape that lived 12 million years ago during the Miocene epoch. Weighing only 22 pounds, the ape would be the smallest known hominid. This discovery marks the first evidence of two great apes coexisting in Europe, this one being a tree-dwelling leaf-eater and Denuvius guggenmosii, an omnivore. Identified from 2 teeth and a kneecap, this finding could reshape our understanding of human evolution and great ape diversity. And in entertainment news, Andrew McCarthy's new documentary, Bratz, explores the lives of 80s actors known as the Brat Pack, including Molly Ringwald, Emilio Estevez, and Rob Lowe. These films, like The Breakfast Club and Pretty in Pink, defined a pivotal era for many, including the author. The documentary revisits these stars, reflecting on the passage of time, fate, and the lasting impact of labels. McCarthy's work, now on Hulu, dives deep into the cultural significance and personal memories tied to these iconic films. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American cartoonist and creator of Calvin and Hobbes, Bill Watterson. And he said, "Weekends don't count unless you spend them doing something completely pointless." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.